without reading through the whole Lashon HaGemara, which I assume that everybody who's here has gone through the Gemara. And you know that there's a machlokes of Yehuda HaChamim what to do with Chametz and Erev Pesach. If Yehuda holds that you burn Eidir Chametz al Shreifa, that you burn Chametz, and the Chachamim say that has to suffer the Chodavah, that you do whatever you like. You have to remember that on Daf Yud-Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara qualified this machlokes. And the Gemara there said that Eilasai, when do they argue, Shaloi B'Shas B'Yurei? Abba B'Shas B'Yurei, everyone agrees, has to suffer the Chaldavah. The Eilasai, when do they argue, Shaloi B'Shas B'Yurei? Certainly, time of the day, they argue, Abba B'Shas B'Yurei has to suffer the Chaldavah. So what does that mean? So we have him to fight this Rashi in Tyson. Rashi says that the whole Machlaikis is before Chatzais on Erev Pesach. That's where there's a Machlaikis to be in the Chachamim. But after Chatzais on Erev Pesach, if you find Chametz on Pesach, Rashi says, nobody hopes you have to burn it. Everybody's made Rashi to suffer the Chol Chachamim. This whole Machlaikis is only Erev Pesach until Chatzais. That's Rashi Shita. And Tyson disagrees. Tyson Mam is the opposite. He said, Erev Pesach until Chatzais, you don't have to burn it. And everyone agrees you don't have to burn it. The whole Machlokes is only after Chatzais, so on Pesach, you find Chatzais, what you have to do with it. And it's a very basic Machlokes Rashi in Tyson. Does everybody follow what was said? So, everybody here burns Chatzais one time in Erev Pesach. Before Chatzais or after Chatzais?
Before.
Wasn't a trick question. But you burn before Chatzais. So who, does anybody hold that you have to doctor burn it? Does anybody hold you have to burn it? The Yehuda? Does everyone agree that the Yehuda holds you have to burn it before Chatzais? By this Rashi and Tyson. Okay, when you burn before Chatzais, according to Rashi, that's not where the Yehuda holds you have to burn it. According to Tyson, there's no such, nobody holds you have to burn it before Chatzais. Because Tesis maintains that the whole Machlokes is only Acha Chatzais, and not Kaidim Chatzais. You realize what's happening here. The Indian of burning it before Chatzais seems to be a totally two Machlokes. First of all, the Yehuda the Chachamim. Chachamim always told you don't have to burn it, you can do whatever you want. Only the Yehuda holds you have to burn it. And even if Yehuda holds you have to burn it, only according to Rashi, he holds that way before Chatzais. According to Tyson, before Chatzais is my God, that affects the Chatzais of Chodava. So, when we burn it before Chatzais, Tyson is, would be Chayshish Reb Yehuda, because of Rashi. Like a first fake almost. Would be Chayshish Reb Yehuda, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that's the passage. Now, the first question is, do we pass with Rabbi Yehuda at all? And that, if you take a look at Tyson, say, be a Chametz al Shreifa. So, Tyson says, Yered Allah to Rabbi Yehuda. Normally, we pass with a Chametz al Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why over here? There's such a long time of conversation that I pass with the Tzimura. There's a Stam Mishnah in Shmuel, it says, Kol HaMisroach in Afra and Mote, and in the list, it lists Chametz as one of the Misroachim. So how could you call Chametz Kol HaMisroachim? Must be that we are paskining like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos paskins like Rabbi Yehuda because we have a Stam Mishnah. Now what's the deal? We have one Stam Mishnah and one Mishnah that's a Machlokes. Which one do you pass away?
Yes.
Do you respect the Stam?
Depends
on the order. Depends on the order. If you have a Stam, the Achakach Machlokes, then we don't pass away the Stam Mishnah. If you have a Machlokes, the Achakach Stam, then we do pass in like a Stam Mishnah. Okay? So here, Rav Yehuda HaChamim, we have a Machlokes, so which Mishnah is the Machlokes? Sakhim. We have a Stav Mishnah in the Morah. Which is part of the Shachmash Morah? How do you know? You don't know. You think that Erev Chodesh all the Masechtos in order, or he did it to every Jewish Yeshiva? Right?
They want it.
So, the Rosh brings the same Agayin, and the Rambam passes this way too. That the Lach is at the Chachamim. Because the base Masechtos ain't Seder of a Mishnah. From one Masechtos to another, there's no order to the Mishnayos. We don't know the order in which it was learned. And therefore, if you have a Stam Mishnah, and you have a one Mishnah which has a Machlokes, so we don't necessarily pass like that Stam Mishnah. Because in different Masechtos, there's no, not necessarily an order. That's a good question. So what are we doing? I guess we're going to be the Chavim, but it's Chavim, and the Chavim. What? This doesn't have a proof. This explains why it doesn't review this. This doesn't have a proof. There's only proof. It's in Tumulus. The Tesis apparently holds that he didn't invade the Mesestis Yom Segal Mishnah. It's a sacrifice for Shaymin. If in two Mesestis Yom Segal Mishnah or not, there are a lot of things that are told in the past. If any Segal Mishnah, then you can't bring a life from the Stam Mishnah. But you know what the Machlokes is? The Rambam and the Shita Tagayim is that we talk about the Chachamim. The concept of Yehuda, Yachad Ram, and Machlokes Rabbim. Take the Shita, and it's Rashi Shita too. Rashi's not on the page, but the Rashi says it's Rashi Shita. Rashi takes its path, and like the Yehuda.
Did Rebbeinu HaKadosh want Tzachim first or Tumura first? If he wants Tzachim first, then Tumura is second, with Hakmat Rav Yehuda. If he wants Tumura first, then Tzachim is second, and with Hakmat like the Chachamim, like the Rabbi. So if that's the Peneshua, that should be a subject. It's a subject, it's a subject in the series. We don't know which one was first. So let's say subject that I have to look over it. And Rav Yehuda says you have to burn it. Let's say something that lacks the Chomer, and we should have to burn the Chomer. We can't stop it. Very stark of passion. We don't have to catch every time. Well, we, those of us who are not making a Chodesh, the whole Shabbat of Chodesh depends on the same thing. If Chodesh applies to Chuswarad, it's also the Stam Mishnah, if it doesn't apply, there's a Mishnah with a Machlokes, that's a Machlokes Yachad Rabbin, and the whole thing is telling you the same Machlokes. If you say Stam Vachach Machlokes, you're talking about Stam Mishnah in two Mitzvahs. Telling you it's exactly the same thing. And the Peshut Kashas, if you're a Kashas, you don't know what it is, you should have to be Machlokes by their actions, and they go by their Rabbanim. But our Kapanim, the Halacha, comes out that we have a Machlokes Rishonim had a Paskin, and what I'm going to do, instead of going through the Gemara, I make copies of the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think there are enough copies. I underestimated the number of people who are in the room. And two sides. The side that starts at the beginning of Tuf Mem Hei, maybe Shulchan Aruch. Although I want you to read the Gemara's letters, which you can. The question is why we burn Chavis. That's the issue. You learn this Gemara, you have to come away with a shadow of a Dina. Why are we burning Chavis in our face? So let's see how we pass. You see, Tuf Mem Hei starts on the side that says page Chavis.
Okay, take that view of Chanuk. So what does the Mechaber say? The Mechaber passes like the... What does Mechaber always pass like? Right, the Mechaber always pass like the Rambam. The Mechaber has a rule that the Rambam is written in Rush. Two ISB passes in, that's a big three. So that's the rule, the Mechaber's rule in the Pesach. And the Rambam, the written in Rush, two out of three passed in one way, they go that way. And since the Ritz of the Rambam almost always passed the same, the Ritz Talmud was the Rivagash, and the Rivagash Talmud was the Rambam. So the Ritz of the Rush, the Ritz of the Rambam almost always passed the same. So that's why the Mechaber always passed like the Rambam. It's a more time, because if you were Ashkenazic, and I wouldn't have the Mechaber ignored, but Tysus, and Ashi, and Lazar, and Ramban, and Ritz. So that's why the Rambam, that's most of the question depends on that. So what I say, I have to Rambam Paskins, how do you have to destroy the Chomet? I said, Chomet, which means any way you want. So it's because there's a Shokhanach. Ketah be a Chomet. Star fight. Fire rai, Mizayla Lazuat. Azarka Liyam. Vim haya Chomet kasher, Eina yam chasai, Vimehela, if you have on Chomet Samar Aleph. The Chomet kasher, that doesn't easily get destroyed. I said, Mithaylai, Zahka, Zahka, Eliyah. Now, that's the Mechaber. The Tzai didn't wear the Chomet? No. The Tzai certainly don't have to, it seems they don't have to burn the Chomet doctrine. The Tzai didn't wear the Mechaber, talking like the Rambam Shita, and they don't have to burn it, they can flush it down the toilet, or throw it into the ocean, all right? It's to be, it's Chomet kasher, that's enough. But that's enough. We do like the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Bahaminig Lusarfa. The Tav Lusarfa the Yai, from here the Noiser, Shahaya Nisha the Yai. It's better to burn it by day, similar to Noiser. Why similar to Noiser? But that's where the Gemara is leaning, the Gemara is compared to the Noiser. So, from here the Noiser, that's why you burn it by day. What does he mean? That's why you burn it by day and not when? Which night? I guess the Medusa. But Chava says, Achim right, the Ramah says, Achim right the Lusarfa and Yad Achim Abdika. You want to burn it the night of your Dalit, I guess the Abdika. Place like Leno Folder. So you don't want an animal to take it or a child. But it's just the other. You can burn it in there. But, you get the Mitzvah. If Yisrael is not Abdika, once you do the Abdika, so you can burn it at night. So people are asked, is it really, you have to burn it by day at the last minute. It's clear, the Ramah is very clear, that you can certainly, if you don't burn it at night, you burn it by day, which is certainly our meaning, but you don't have to wait for the last hour to burn it, because the Ramah says you can burn it the night before. Okay? But we burn it. So why do we burn it? That's the question. Why do we burn cotton? So I think, if I'm correct, that there are two sheets of here. Why do we have our meaning? Looking, Taz Beis, right? The Sagiron. Near as a Tam with Srefazu. Why do we have a minute to burn it? Should the Eishlach like it say Rabbi Yehuda Mechachanim in Bari Srefa? Because there's really a Mechalaik is Rabbi Yehuda Mechachanim if you have to burn Chavitz or not. The Rav will have to say that Paiskin. And it's a big Mechalaik is in the Paiskin had a Paskin. Okay, yes, we like to Mechmirin. Therefore, you should be Nayek like the Mechmirin. Which is like who? Is this only like Rashi? Is it only like Rashi, not like the Rabban? Because, again, Rashi on Dr. Dao, your day from the day says that we burn the Chazat of Yehuda Holmes Reifa only before Chazat. Chazat is the type to tell that Yehuda Holmes Reifa only after Chazat. That Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisis, would come out that according to Taisis, we do what? What should we do? We should. So we can burn it if there's not a Rabban in there. So we have to burn it for Chatzis. You have no choice. So Rabban said you have to burn it for Chatzis. So then we want to Dr. Burn it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi, like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to Dr. Burn. Comes out of Pella that this Chumrah is a Dr. Yachid in a Machlaikis. That's the way the Tarsi is going to learn it. My wife is here. I'm asking for you, I'm just saying that this new start way comes out of totally too much life. The way the Taz understands, it's totally too much life. And Mr. Brewer brings down the Taz, he says that's why we burn it. And he says, he quotes it between the Taz and the Gra. The Taz and the Gra. Now I want to look at the Gra with you, and I don't understand that Mr. Brewer is necessarily correct. Because the way it comes out now, underneath the burning, is the Malka de Melsa. Not the Maiva. Rabbi Yehuda by Yashi. You know, it's like one sheet by one sheet. Which is fine, so the Ramah says the meaning, and we all do it. But that's, you know, it's not going to be a while maybe. But it's not such a chalidika thing to dock the burning. That's the way it comes out. And to come back to the first guy, try to learn the Gra. I'm not sure that any of you are ever used to it. Certainly you have weak eyes, you're not used to it. But the Gra, there are two things I want to show you in the Gra. One, in which he's saying, like the Taz, and one not. First, if you don't mind, we'll be like Gra next to the last line. Saminik hu al pi dat rashi. He says that? Next to the sign of the Gra? Haminik hu al pi dat rashi. Amir is converted, it's based on Rashi. Avo, her ikka kapirish atasis. That is days on the days, on the name of the day. Chedu shami, the chedu shami will call up on you. The Gra says the ikka is really atasis. And therefore, our meaning to burn it is not based on a dust yachid, so why not? We all have respect for Rashi. So we burn it to have covered to Rashi, you all, but that's Shadow of Yehudi. Right? So that's no problem. The only thing that was a chiddush to me is the first Gra on Tov Mem Hei. The question of Lamaisa, if our burning it is Dr. Rabbi Yehuda. So this first Gra that Mr. Brewer does not bring down, I see from this first Gra that there's another reason to burn it. Now listen carefully to what he says. That you should know, you can't learn Gra unless you learn the Sugya. That's the old thing about the Gra. When you learn this Shulchan Aruch, you can't learn a Gra. If you learn a Gra, who's a Behuda, who's a Chachamim? You learn Mr. Brewer, you learn Shulchan Aruch. You learn the Sugya, take a look. The first one, to the top of the head, to follow Starfai, Rabban, or Kedirsa Asmefai. Right, the chum is the act of the fire of the Zayel Lelach, which means you can burn it, or you can be the fire of the Zayel Lelach. That's what's far going, at the af, the come up in Pirish, still the shadow is up in the fire. It's come up in Yehuda and Sreifa. The chum are hearing other things. Now, for oi, listen to what he says. Yes, Shul Leimer, the chum are the sneezes, the pelikam, the chum are bright, the bakul tanan, starsen, every time it talks about Chumash, it keeps on saying Sarfim, the Pchil HaShesh, right, when it says this man, it didn't mention what they should be using the Chachamish in the first parish. It says, Sarfim, I'm afraid this when you burn it, Sarfim, the Pchil HaShesh, Sarfim, the, right? So when it says Sarfim, yes, so why do we say that all those prices, Kulam, to that Sarfim, are called Rebbe Yehuda? They're all Rebbe Yehuda? And if so, Reb Meir, Reb Yeshu, Reb Shimon, Reb Gamliel, Reb Elazar, Reb Yeshua, Reb Eliezer, Reb Yishpatusa, Kulo Reb Yehuda? Could it be that everybody holds like Reb Yehuda? You had a Mishnah Yirah from the day, Reb Meir, 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 you know what I'm saying? What is it? Reb Meir says, Reb Meir, Reb Meir, Reb Meir, Reb Meir, but the Gra, does that mean Reb Meir is talking about Reb Yehuda? Could that be with Gamliel? Chulin Yechol Kalaiva, Chulin Kalaiva, the Sark and the Kri HaShesh. Then the Sark. But Gamliel has a Kri Yehuda. Certainly everybody has a Kri Yehuda. You follow the Gra's point? You guys hear? The Gra is making a very strong point. He's saying that it always says Sreif on the Sefer Tzachin. And it can't be a Tzachin of Yehuda, and Yehuda is a Dach Yachin. Ella, Af Mechachonim Yikah B'Sreifah. Hear what he says? Which means to say that according to this Gra, when we have a minute to burn it, it's not done to be righteous for that Yachi and Rabbi Yehuda, we live it actually. This is the way the Taz works. According to the Gra, it's Iker disrightful by everybody. There is no Machlokes. And when we have a minute to burn it, there's less man the colleague that is better to burn it than anything else.
Well,
so you're telling me that's a tremendous Nafkamina. If you say it's Ikra disrightful, it's Ikra Adin. Or if you say like the Shita of the Tan, that we burn it because the Chaysh is for Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, we burn the Rashi. It's like a sex cycle. So I think that can mean that in between the two ways of learning our meaning. Now, right now it's only Nafkamin in London. In Lamayim still, Nafkamin will be, I guess, the Shach of Kash. How important it is to burn it? According to Taj, it's not all that important. According to this law, it's quite important. You should get commits, let's just say. Now, there's a second Shaila. The new bracha is Erev Pesach. Do you get a mitzvah? Is it one mitzvah to bracha? Or is it another mitzvah to every kezayin that you burn? Follow the question? Is it what? What? Is it only on the last kezayin? I'll tell you, but you remember. Yes, true. One spoke. We spoke many times that you can learn Tashbisu two ways. You can learn Tashbisu with a mitzvah that you should end up with no chavis. It's not a nice answer. The result is a mitzvah. That is no shaila. If you learn the result is a mitzvah, then the mitzvah is the result. You shouldn't have chavis. Period. There's only one mitzvah. But if you learn that there's a maisah mitzvah, which Rabbi Yehuda certainly learned, so Rabbi Yehuda says Dakas right now. So if you learn that the Maisa Mitzvah, that is a Mitzvah Maisi, to burn Chametz, now the question is that Mitzvah on every Kezayah to burn, or just on the last Kezayah? So if you're not Kamina, I guess that'll pay back. You have five Kezayahs. So could you take four Kezayahs and flush them down the toilet, and put them and be mocked to them in the garbage, and burn the last carbon? Or is it better to burn all five pieces? I mean, eventually you can burn it. So it's a stage you go out and buy a lot of carbon because you have many misses. The question is, the carbon that you're left with, should you be burning just the last kezayit, or all the carbon that you're left with? So the Mayadim is not in bringing the Chelogimel, Simon Kutsadik Dalit, that he and the stifler had a disagreement about this. Any of you guys used to the man who's not? I always said, no commerce, right? And you would think, who's the one that says you should have as many concessions as possible? Usually you think it's the man who's not. That would be almost typical of this, the opposite. Stifler says that you have a mitzvah with every concession you burn on the 14th. Every kezayit, call kezayit for kezayit to the mitzvah. And not only that, the disciple says, now listen carefully, the disciple says that 30 days before Pesach, the 30 days before Pesach, every chametz that you destroy is a kiyum, at least a kiyum derabbanan of tashbisu. Which means that if you eat pizza for lunch, you should be lechavin for the mitzvah of Sreifas Chametz.
No?
Huh?
To burn.
That, well, certainly you yank them without burning. Sure. But the disciple says he yanked them with everything. His raya, he has what seems to be a very strong raya from Rashi in our sugya. The Rashi of Chavzayim of the day says that with Yehuda Shita, the Ainti of Chavit Dara Srefa, he says, applies to Mishu right the left to Shiyala. The first place. You know, you have to take out, right? You should relate to the Shia, the first place. That means it's not the Kravai. What does Rashi say? That within 30 days of Pesach, when Yehuda holds, it's a mitzvah to burn chametz. The person's going on a trip, he's leaving his house, he's not coming back. Within 30 days, he's leaving 25 days before Pesach, he's burning the chametz. it's an established that if the last kazai is the promise that he's ever going to eat, it's 25 days before Pesach. It's not established. He's never going to have more chametz later. And Rashi says that there's a mitzvah sefer. You guys know what I'm saying? You should be jumping out of your seats. You know, this is what I'm saying. It's actually saying that 25 days before Pesach today, there's a mitzvah to burn chametz. Yeah. And now he's saying that when he's saying it to Rashi. Right? So he's too tired to learn, and you know, he's saying he's called for a comment to him, the kind of thing. Maybe. It's really a kid, should he tell people? And it's due to the impression of Rashi. Rashi says it'll be 30 days before, but you don't get that to Dr. Burn the comments. Right? So what should be the difference if you are going away or not going away? So you agree with the pattern. Right? To say that there. You follow what's going on? I want to, my sense is to be a county. Right? Why Kazayas? I once mentioned to you when I was familiar, I said Havara is a derisive they can get there against Ashura. So that's never seems to be a Kazayas. It could be that Kazayas is a Kazayas. And people, some people are not big, that the 10 pieces of bread should not be a Kazayas altogether. So, take a look, and I think the derisive cycle, maybe. On the second page of your photostat is a cherub that came on the side. The second one is the star, right? The second star. Are you right to refer to the yad? It says if you want, you can burn it right away. If the bedika. So how do you understand that? Is that his last comment or not his last comment? How do you understand it? Before you go into the cherub again. So Ramat says, at night, if the bedika, you could burn the chametz. Is that his last chametz or is not his last chametz? According to the Ma'idim of Ma'an, it's got to be his last chametz. Or else you're not a kantash bisul. So you want to burn other chametz by night, it's here. But according to the disciples, it could be even less chametz. He says, nearly, mekamok, mamakha, yekayim mitzvah bir, ayyidei sreifah, for if the comments should you shall be your doubt. We're talking about first the bedika, it's bounty to the bread. And he has other comments that he put away for breakfast the next day. And he's burning the pieces he found in his bedika. Is that what he's saying? You're my small disciple. You're my small disciple. Anybody? You don't have to agree with me. Why? He's saying when you're burning the chametz the night after bedika, nevertheless tomorrow burn the chametz that you left on your davar. Why do you have chametz you left on your davar, but you burnt it all the night?
You can
do whatever you want at night. If you have more chametz, you do whatever you want. You're not talking about a mitzvah to you. It says you burn it at night, what you tell me. It's not a mitzvah. You can burn some chametz at night, some chametz by day. No, our shit says you can burn some chametz by night, some chametz by day. Here is your last chametz, I understand. It's a chametz you can burn it at night. That's the way I understand. And still, when you burn it at night, it doesn't mean you're carrying the mitzvah of your chametz at night.
He's saying that
you have more comments for the Yom Yidah with the Dikr. And you're not saying, if you want, you can burn it at night. What's the condition you can burn it at night? Must be the condition that you're Makai Mitzvah Beer by burning it at night also. Let me say, you burn some at night, some by day, but kind of deal with both. And he's saying that. Otherwise, what's the thing you can burn at night?
I'm
Even if, because you have nothing left, you should burn the tailor.
Even if you don't have anything left, you just want to burn them together at night.
So you should burn.
You can
use. Yeah, but you're right. He says or. He says or if you don't have anything left. But he also says or if you do have something left. No, he's going about case. If he has a case, we have more chametz for the next day.
There's always been nothing, only because by the doubt. The finish of the remark is that even though you're not going to have anything left in the doubt, you can throw it at night.
What's the chiddush you could do it at night? When you have nothing left, it's all chiddush.
You have to keep it. You have to after a minute, they throw you in the shoulder, and you can see others. Given that you're rebuilding some of that and you come to let someone else have a bar of body mark, you want to clear them, you want to burn it down. The problem is not going to be because of the miss of viewers, but that instead of the that in time this would be a high rate for yourself, and that's going to be a dollar. That's going to be a thing you're going to want. Why?
Maybe it doesn't seem. Since you think the Iker miss of your dollar is also a miss of a night. The Iker is like that. A Kalpanim. The cycle of truth is the cycle of say burning each kazayas is a chiddush. I think the way you have to understand the cycle of cycle in the Me'adim of Maribir is mentioned in parentheses. Later, he prints the letter and he say what he says. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this whole discussion is dependent on something that we want, what I want to talk about. We once declared the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, which is bedikas bi'ur, right? Finding chametz and destroying it. Is that a mitzvah on the tzoli of the gavra, that the person has to get rid of all his chametz? Or a mitzvah in the market, that you have to make sure your house has no chametz? Somebody has 2 houses, you have to make sure each house has no chametz. If he has 10 rooms, you have to make sure all 10 rooms have no chametz. Remember Nafkamina? What's Nafkamina? The mitzvah on the Malkim or on the person?
Okay.
He said Nafkamina would be the Rosh who has 2 sheep. If you have to make the bracha on the Dikas Chametz, you buy it 1 room, could you make a hefsek afterwards? If you hold that the Dikas Chametz is on the person, you should end up with no Chametz. And you can't be mastic so you complete the entire Dikas. If you hold the mitzvah is on the Malkim, you have a chiyuv to make sure your rooms don't have chametz. So then as soon as you do 1 room, you can be mastic. Because it's like eating. You make a mistake, that's what you eat. You eat more. But since the first part you ate was enough to be mechayiv, you're allowed to be mastic. But that was totally this chakira, nice chakira. The tzaddika and bir chametz are dinim in the market. Of course the person has to end up without chametz. But the item in which the takana was set up has to do with the places you're in, or it has to do with the person, with the individual. There's a madam is not a bring of Rivash. Rivash has a shayla. If you're doing a brit on 2 twins, on 1 pair of twins, on 2 brothers or 2 twins. If you have a brit on twins, you make 1 bracha or 2 brachas? You have a bad brit with two babies. But you make 1 bracha on the 2 babies, or 1 bracha on each baby. So, yeah, but then you have 2 fathers. Each father has maybe my father. What they do? So the Rivash brings a raya that you make 1 bracha because that bedikas chametz. If you have 2 houses, you make 1 bracha. Is that a good value? Mm-hmm. 2 brits, then, so first of all, the deacon 2 houses. If it's on the person, makes no sense. If the deacon is a mitzvah on the person, so what do you mean, there's only 1 mitzvah in 2 houses? Twins, it's 2 separate mitzvahs. What's the difference? So, right from the Rivash, that there's a separate mitzvah on each house, probably not on each house, on each cheder, each room, any market should not be eaten by chametz. There's a separate mitzvah on that market. If there's a separate mitzvah on that market, So now, somebody's Yotze B'Shiara, what Rashi says here. Yotze B'Shiara, so you're leaving your, this house. You're going to travel, you have Chavis where you're traveling. But in this house, it's the last Chavis. So there is a mitzvah slave on every Kazayah. What does that mean? And a Kazayah from this house is a mitzvah, and a Kazayah from that house is a mitzvah, and a Kazayah from that third house is a mitzvah. But if you have ten, if you have just one house, and you have a bed with five Kazayahs, it's not a raya that it's five mitzvahs. It could be that one, all the Chavis come from one place, that is a mitzvah of, one mitzvah. You know, but most years you need to have a minute, we all have, I think everybody here, to put out 10 pieces of bread. Right? To put out 10 pieces of bread, that means some chametz. Right? Most people have a minute to put it in all the rooms in the house. You put one in each room. Why do you put one in each room? To make sure that the father does good to in every room, right? Of course it is. No. In every room is a separate mitzvah. To do the deeper. Every room we have a mitzvah to be divided. Now really, there's no chalas in your seven mitzvah, right? But we put it there. We have Yizah, but you still the deeper and find them. So, no, my sir, there's a reason to put it in every room. Because in every cheder, if you clean out a chalas, it's like it's a separate mitzvah. Okay?
By the way,
it's not according to one way. But that's the way it would come out.
So say Rashi would hold like this. Rashi, we're trying to understand why Rashi is not correct.
Rashi. Well, this is all according to this Rashi, just
make sure.
Yes,
wait, hold on. Rashi would say, well, according to the way that there's a mitzvah on every
Kazayah. The right of here is, yeah, that there's a mitzvah on every Kazayah, it's a different rule. Different rule. Okay, this is the halach lamaisa that comes out. You put away chametz in each room, you probably should put less than kazayah. In case you don't find it. Or it can be either, yeah. But, right? Now, if we have a minute, that we put each piece of bread in a separate plastic bag, and twist it with, turn away a twist sign, and we hide it in the room. Because otherwise, you get crumbs. Crumbs. Okay, let's get a little more into the lump this year. And what we did till now is our Lach L'maaseh, which I hope, if we're learning Pesachim all year, we had the Geruda, they think it's great to come a dozen times or two dozen times, I hope that everybody at least understands what we talk about today, that the reason that we burn Chametz then when it comes to us. The Parshas, if you learn Mr. Brewer, it's because of Chashish for Geruda, I'll leave it to Rashi. And according to the Grah, we see we have another reason that it's Ikra the Sreif according to everybody. Okay, I'd like to mention to you a few other machlokes that we had Rashi and Tosfos, and show you that probably the Torah is there. Okay, one machlokes we have is this machlokes. According to Yehuda, when do you have to burn chametz? Rashi Shita is Ad Chatzos, and Tosfos Shita is that Rav Yehuda says Ein Bi Chametz Al Sreifa. Is so you turn back to the Abdallah Ramad days. In the Abdallah Ramad days, we had a Machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos. Actually, two Machlaikis in the same Tosfos. Tosfos Midai Raisa. Okay. Oh, I talked to Nuria. Huh? One thing is spiritual consciousness exists as Tashbisu. Rashi held that Bittul is the key of Tashbisu. Who likes this to value? Rashi and Tosfos argued if this is obviously not going to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't get the burn. According to the Chachamim, if you do Bittul, is that a key of Tashbisu? So tell me the right of the Bittul be Amasagi, spiritual consciousness exists as Tashbisu. Who likes this to value? Rashi Shita is that when you're Mavaku Chametz, you're Makayim the Mitzvah Sasei Tashbis. Tosfos argues. Tosfos held that you're not Makayim Tashbis with Bittul, you have to destroy it. A another machlokes Rashi type. The connection, you wait a minute. Okay? Machlokes Rashi type. One of the kashas that Tosfos has on Rashi is now, when do you do tashpisu? The ba'ay is tashpisu aminu lekaman mi'ach chalak shehu mi'sheshoyf ulamayla. Tosfos says that when are you supposed to do tashpisu? After the 6 hours. After chatzayis, the first minute after chatzayis is the zman of tashpisu min hatayim. That's like the shita. What? What? Follow? The zman to your chavis min hatayim according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, after the 6 hours. After the 6 hours, you can't be mekayim bittul. After the 6 hours, somebody has good, somebody has no value. Rashi, who says you are Mekayim Bittul, Rashi Shita is. No. The Mitzvah Tashbisu is that you should destroy it before the 6 hours. The Mitzvah Tashbisu, how do you touch Kodesh? After Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, sorry, the text. What does it mean? The Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. Ah, Chatzot. What does it mean? Rashi holds him he's right before Chatzot. And Tashbisu tells him he's right after Chatzot. Okay, Rashi says. Right, so Tony said that the Adam HaKoyt is a Bittul. If you hold the mitzvah after Chatzai, so it can't be Bittul. And you can't do Bittul if it became worthless. Right, he said you can't be Maska something that's worthless anyway. So Rashi holds it could be Bittul, because Rashi holds that this man is before Chatzai. These two HaKoyt, they must certainly call his epitaph. And this is how even the Chatzai, now, the machlokes on Daf Yud Beis and the machlokes here on Daf Daled are totally the other day. Why? But, again, think for a minute. The Chachamim say Tashbisu is b'chol davar, Rashi says even with it. When? According to Rashi, when do you burn the Chachamim? When do you burn the Chachamim? Before Shemesh, according to the Chachamim. If so, when Rabbi Yehuda says, I argue with the Chachamim, I say, in the Chachamim tell us right, but what is he talking about? Also before Chatzai. So if you look at the Chacham who have a Machlokes, they both are talking about the same time of the day. So it's the Shitasa. Rashi holds that this Zman B'Yochamit is right before Chatzai. So he holds the same thing with the Mitzvah of burning it according to Rabbi Yehuda before Chatzai, because that's what Tashbisu applies. Tashbisu says, I care. Tashbisu says, no, Tashbisu is. When Chatzai comes, then you should burn it. When Chatzai comes, that's when you burn it. So that is the Shitasa. He also has Chacham not talking after Chatzai. So Yehuda is also talking after Chatzai. So these three Machlokesim are basically totally dead as dead. The Machlokes, number one, is the Mitzvah of burning it before Chatzai to be after Chatzai. Number two, like the Chachamim, is Tashbisu before Chatzai to be after Chatzai. And number three is Bittul, a kiyum of Tashbisu. Because Bittul wants a Tashbisu. That third Machlokes is also telling you this. Because if you hold the after Chatzai, it's too late to do Bittul. If you hold it before Chatzai, like Rashi, then you can still do Bittul. You're not tired of still with the bar, not before Chatzai. So it's very smooth and very smart that these three things are told. Okay? So far, so good. Let's get to another insight we had. That can trouble you to send it up for power from an hour. We had sheet of places. What was the big sheet of places in the beginning of the parish? The big Kiddush of places was? Places hold in places B.E. that jumping to the wrong machlokes. I went to go to this machlokes Rashi type. I take that back. I made you turn pages to nothing. Go back. I was sitting here to turn yourself off on the phone. Okay. Careful about the tekun. You had to be fun comments on Pesach. What do you do? You better know. Fun comments on Pesach. You tell your parents you don't know what to do. What do you do with it?
couple of seconds, you burn it on tight side. You burn it on your foot. No matter what happens. Look at Rashi, couple of seconds. Life is wide, you're like, you let go. So, the Tatulera Fuchi can carry it. Niu, Rashi said, the Bayula, the other, John Buckley, the lead baby expert. What did Rashi say? It's only if you did Bibble. If you remember to do Bibble on Erev Pesach, then you find Chavitza Pesach, Kurt Lovitza Kli. Well, Rashi said that if someone was a double Shwamadu, he had Chavitza left in his house, he didn't do the Bibble, and he forgot to do Bibble, you have to either burn it or get it out of your shirt. Rashi Shita is you don't have to burn things, only before Shesh. The course of Rashi, you would have to get rid of it. You have to buy your Rabbi Mate. So Rashi Shita is that if a person has chametz in his house on Pesach, kafel of it's a kli, only if you did dickel. According to Rashi, if a Rav is asked this shaylin, I found chametz in the house, what do I do? Then the Rav has to ask, did you do a bit of dickel? If you didn't do bittul, then you have to burn it. Well, you have to destroy it. If you're not going to burn it, you take it and flush it down the toilet. The easiest way to get rid of chametz on Pesach. True? Tosfos doesn't hold this way. Tosfos knows something. Tosfos in Bava Kama. Tosfos doesn't hold this way. Because Tosfos holds that if somebody is masha chametz on menas l'va'aray, if you're holding chametz on menas to destroy it, you're not able to buy your rabbi your husband. Only if you're holding chametz on menas to eat it, or menas to have enough of it. But here, he forgot it, two now he's died. Now he finds it, because of the takli, he's called masha chametz on menas l'varay, he's waiting with chametz in order to burn it, and you're not able to buy your rabbi your husband if you're masha chametz on menas l'varay. Rashi ho? No. If you're masha chametz on menas l'varay, then you are able to buy your rabbi your mother. So here we have another machlaik. Does this machlaik have anything to do with the other three? Obviously it does, I want to mention it, but I want to give things. What's this machlaik? Okay. If you mash a chametz on an offer of Aray, are you over and buy your rabbi mother? Rashi says yes, the place says no. I think for now. What was the other machlokes in Dalai Lama's day? Tosfos held, when do you burn the chametz? After the Zman. After Chatzos, when you're not allowed to have chametz. Tosfos says, when does Rabbi Yehuda say burn the chametz? After the Zman. Why can't Rashi hold that way? Chashis. He says in the Chassidus. He says, Rashi can't hold that way, because you're not allowed to have chametz after the Zman. It doesn't have chametz after Chatzos. You know what all chametz is to chatzos. So Rashi couldn't possibly say maybe a chametz al shreif is yet to chatzos. Maybe a chametz al shreif is yet to chatzos. You know what after chametz is to chatzos. I Tosfos told that having chametz yet to chatzos is no problem. You mash a chametz on enough to l'aray. The Tosfos is a mitzvah tashbisu. So mash a chametz on enough to l'aray. Bring the whole mountain of chametz with the plan of burning it. So there's no what's the problem? There's no problem. So this machlokes, if you find chametz on Pesach, whether you're mechuyav to burn it or not, if you didn't do bittul, it's totally in that machlokes. If you hold tashbisu after chatzos, that means you hold mashu chametz on menas l'va'aray is not an aveira. The same thing on Pesach itself. If you mashu chametz on menas l'va'aray, there is no aveira. If you hold that Tashbisu is dafka before Chatzos. That means you hold that having chametz on after the Zman Isser is also according to everybody. And then there's no question. Then you're not allowed to have it till after Chatzos. You have to burn it before Chatzos. And then Rabbi Yehuda is also talking before Chatzos. And then Bichul also works. All these machlokesim are intertwined. And they're totally never done.
If you hold it over, I'll take that, but they don't have to burn it after take that. So if you
theory, in theory, yes.
So maybe that's how in the original Mahatma Gandhi said, why are you deeper? I just said it shouldn't be a revival from the practice, it's kind of its own practice. Because you're not going to be a revival anyway, but it's going to practice your wisdom.
But that's if you find it, the question was, why the Padika? So you're going to say that that's something that I don't know about, that's the equivalent of Moshe Chabad-Kamana Kuvara.
If you find time to say that, you'll say, I'll burn that, if you know everybody else.
But were you not able to ready before when you didn't know about it? What?
That is
the simple
for
that.
That is
the simple for that. Even if you did that. Place the sheet is, I'll come and share you doing that other value. That's a Chabad-Kamana. The quote to quote is, well, this is very nice, they're very good. But that people have to remember back to that Beis HaMidrash, that's really too much. But that Beis HaMidrash, the first day, once upon a time, we had a Machlokes Rashi and Taisis, why we do Bedika. Rashi said we do Bedika, you should be either by Yuva, by Yuva. Taisis disagreed, he said you do Bedika, should by Yuva, by Yuva. L'chaira, very good, according to Taisis, you're not going to be able to buy a Bayou. Why? Because the Chavit Sheni you do, you're not able. You're not even going to find it, you're going to pay tax, you're not showing us Levara, you're also not able. But Taisis certainly says, according to Rashi, find our paper to destroy us, it's also a little. But Rashi could be held Chavit Sheni you do, that you are able. So, I'm complaining, what? But according to Rashi, if you didn't do Bito, we allowed you to take it in.
You allowed it, but it's still not
better
to do it.
It's
not better to do it.
Okay. You know, I'll tell you all these things I really think that the things we spoke about today are things that I didn't get down to the nitty gritty of the sugya, but I think the things that everybody here should try to have very clear. I feel bad because I'd really like to spend more time on this sugya, but a lot of you started Lamed Aleph Beis, and I'd like to finish. So I'll ask you all to start the next Mishnah and try again to cover ground. I know when I tell people to cover ground, it's the Shir and Yes. And the guys who learn more because of it, the guys who learn less because of it. Because some guys want to keep up, so it makes them learn more. And some guys are the Yiddish, so they learn less. But I can tell you, without a doubt, it bothers me when, what's going on down there in Israel, that guy standing around Shmuz for a long period, in the middle of Seder, forget about what can happen in Israel, forget what can happen to you. In Israel, they're not making a Ben Azman, and people are considered there's no Ben Azman, and they got up, they told people should try to double the amount they learn. But that guy standing in the base medrash, talking about the table, or Shmuz, I really don't understand, the seriousness of the matter in Eretz Yisrael is reading the New York Times or is davening and learning. What's the matter? People forget about what you're doing for Eretz Yisrael. You're doing it to yourself. It's a tree on people. Everyone knows it's a sharp story. People shouldn't take it seriously. It's a very serious time, and I'm not telling you that nothing's too simple for the guys near that they have to learn double. So a lot of guys here learn more than 12 hours in the first place. I don't know what it means, double. But certainly, we should keep up the darim. Seriously, it's something that's just a big deal. So I'm giving you what to do in case you worry you have nothing to do. And I start the next mission, and they're moving the next tomorrow.